Welcome back. Harmony Gold's investment in Moab Khotsong and Hidden Valley is paying off. Strong contributions from these mines, along with lower impairments, have resulted in a narrower annual loss, with the carbon tax stealing some of that shine. Revenue, however, jumped by 32% and headline earnings grew 19%. The miner is looking to acquire new assets in a bid to bolster growth and replenish depleting reserves. Company CEO Peter Steenkamp joins us to discuss where the opportunity is, and we also take a look at the numbers and what it suggests for the earnings trajectory going forward. Peter, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Let's talk about the period that was for Harmony Gold.
Yeah, it was a good period for us in terms of the two operations that we talked about, Moab Khotsong, Hidden Valley. We had a full year of performance out of those mines, and they performed very, very well. We are quite happy with the performance. It was a little bit of a big bag during the course of the year. There were other operations that didn't perform that well. Mm-hmm. We would have liked to see a little bit more out of gold production. But I think all in all, it was a fairly good year.
Okay. Let's talk about the other operations that didn't perform too well. What went wrong there and what is in your control at this point?
Yeah, the biggest problem was Tsepong operations. That we quite have reported that quite substantially in the past. We managed to, during the course of this year, to get the flexibility back to do all the development that we wanted to do there, and also the equipping of the panels and actually get the production back on track. Mm-hmm. So we took the year to really get Tsepong back on track. And if that operation performed well during the course of the year, we would have had a fantastic year.
Mm. And the status on the Wafi-Golpu project?
At the moment it's delayed. If you remember correctly, we said that we would like to complete it by the middle of this year. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with the change in government that happened in PNG, that was delayed. That is understandably so.
Yeah.
The new government, obviously, we need to get the unstamper on the operation or the country. I've personally met with the Prime Minister and the Treasurer and also the Minister of Mines. There's still a very big will to make the project work. So we are now waiting to see what will the new timelines be.
Unfortunately, this year you had fatalities. Please tell us a little bit about that and what went wrong in that regard.
Yeah, we are very happy with the performance as far as safety is concerned. From a LTI rate, in terms of lost time injuries, which we normally measure, we in actual fact that the best we ever had. But unfortunately, we had fatalities.
Right.
And if you look at that, it's actually quite a... like two halves in the year. The first half had been very well, and then the second half, and especially in the last quarter, we had quite a few fatalities, and many of them were fatalities that kind of out of ordinary type of fatalities, and certainly something that we, with our program, we want to be very, very proactive as far as that's concerned. We started the program 3 years ago. We really thought that it was bringing a lot of fruit, and unfortunately we lost in the last quarter.
Please remind us on that safety program that you had. What does it entail?
Well, the safety program is probably what we call the best practice currently out there in the world.
Yeah.
And all mining companies many of the mining companies adopted that program. It's really about risk management,
mm-hmm.
about what we call the four-layer risk management approach. And we really embedded in all the operations and, in all spheres and layers in the organization. Then also, putting the enabling systems in place to be able to proactively understand what things are going to go wrong before they actually happen. That systems we rolled out quite, we've been very far down the line as far as that's concerned. And the biggest focus from us now is to get the culture change. And the culture change is really through the behavior change.
Yeah.
The behavior change, we're not talking about the behavior of the workers, we're talking about the behavior of all an organization.
Mm.
And that is what we're working on to this point in time.
The South African environment, particularly globally, there's a lot happening, whether good or bad. When you look at the macroeconomic environment, how does it then affect you either positively or negatively?
Well, we fortunately have two things. The first thing is the dollar price of gold is going up,
yeah.
And that is really due to all the uncertainty in the world and also the tech or the interest rates that is now dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that that's still going to go on for a while. And then obviously we also have the rand component in our South African operations. At the moment the rand is, with all the issues that we have with Eskom and all the other kind of things, the rand are on the low levels,
yeah.
Against the dollar. So the combination of that actually gave us very, very good gold price and rand. And obviously we saw the share price improvements also over the time.
One of the things that we may say about the media industry is that there's a lot happening news-wise, that at times we get so inundated with all the information that we tend to forget to take a pulse on what's happening on the mining industry and how you guys and the rest of the other players are actually assessing it. From your point of view, what's the outlook for the mining industry? What's the state of it right now? Because we had the new mining charter and we had a new minister that joined the, I suppose, call it the sector. What's been your assessment of what's going on there?
Well, if you look at our performance, our profitability at the moment is very good.
Yeah.
Because we certainly have the tailwind of a very good gold price. And that, you know, obviously our operations are all performing quite well at the moment. There's none of our operations that currently have problems. So, you know, we are in a very good space as far as that's concerned. So much so that we believe that, you know, we can do a lot, have a huge impact on our debt during the course of this financial year should the gold price prevail.
Mm.
Obviously, when you look at new acquisitions and things like that, you know, then the mining charter and the requirements of the charter need to be factored into the price and also into the your ability to afford it. Luckily for us, we have quite long life licenses left, and we can still continue to invest in them.
In terms of production guidance for the next financial year?
Yeah, we upped our financial guidance to 1.46 million ounces a year.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we will get there. I think we were very confident that we will do better than we did last year.
All right. In terms of acquisitions, before I let you go, what would tick your box in order to understand that this is the right acquisition for us going forward?
It needs to be value accretive, and we have quite a few criteria. First thing is safety.
Right.
I mean, it must be an operation that can be operated safely. And preferably open cast mines and those type of operations are much safer. We can see our open cast mines that we own two big open cast mines, and both of them had very little accidents, actually no accidents at all. The second thing is really to have about, you know, we're looking for operations that got about 1 million reserve of 1 million ounces. We want to have an all-in sustaining cost of less than $950 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And we also look at operations that can at least give us 100,000 ounces a year of operation and a lifelong longer than 10 years. So these are the criteria we set ourselves. We also further criteria is really looking at jurisdictions. We said we really would like to, you know, operate in South Africa and also Southeast Asia, because we are a very good presence in Southeast Asia,
mm-hmm.
and then also in rest of Africa, which we think would be a good area for us to go in the future.
Peter, thank you so much for your time. That was Peter Steenkamp, the CEO of Harmony Gold.